Hey, this is Kari Payton. I'm Cyborg from Teen Titans and Injustice 2.
And Ezekiel from The Walking Dead. And you're listening to The Night Nerd. So keep listening.
Also, booyah! Because I'm schizophrenic.
Welcome to the Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Tuesday, so we're going to talk some TV and movies. All week, we're super honored to have celebrated author Curtis Vanderpool.
I don't know if I'd say celebrated, but I appreciate
it. The lowest rating you have on Amazon right now is a 4 out of 5.
That's true.
That is celebrated. That's true. He's the author of the new book, Giving Up Sunday, and a good friend of mine. Actually, I didn't mention this on yesterday's show. He's the reason I'm married.
That's true. I did marry you and your wife. And by marry, just so everyone knows, it means that I was the officiant that ran the wedding, not that I married both of them.
I mean,
which would be great, but I'm just not, I'm already married. So
this is true. Yes, yes. today we're going to talk some TV and movies and just kind of see where the conversation goes. Make sure you go on Amazon and check out his book. You can download it on whatever e-reading device you choose. Kindle, non-Kindle, whatever your phone. I read it on my phone. It's really, really great and definitely worth checking out. But we're going to talk some TV and movies. You're not a big TV person, are you? You have like a few shows you watch, right?
Yeah, we have a few. Ever since I've been married, it just lost time, and
yeah,
we're not really too much into TV. Most of the TV that we watch is all like comedies and stuff. Yeah. But
it's amazing, like when you get married, you don't have shows anymore. It's we watch this,
right?
We watch it because right. We're the same way.
Yeah,
like there's maybe one or two shows that I watch, but for the most part, it's
yeah.
Oh, my wife and I watch this.
Well, and that's so true. And I don't love shows that are like trying to make up drama for drama's sake, but my wife hates it. We pretty much don't watch any drama series anymore now that I'm married, but we do watch a lot of comedies like Superstore and New Girl and,
do you watch The 99?
So. Oh, dude, Brooklyn Nine-Nine is one of the best shows on TV.
Yeah, they just released the NBC trailer for it.
No way!
Yeah! I'll have to show it to you after we get done recording.
Awesome.
It's great. I love The 99. Movie-wise, though, yeah, I know, you know, we've talked movies and stuff before.
Yeah.
There's that's something, you know, that everyone can enjoy.
Oh, yes. I love movies, dude. They're so good. I have a hard time picking like a favorite. I typically tell people to pick a genre because I am all over the place.
Like I can usually do like a top 5 genre-wise, you know, but number 1, I mean, yeah. So, all right, favorite comedy.
Oh, comedy. Man, I'm kind of old school. I watched more comedy movies when I was a kid, and so I loved dumb ones like Liar Liar with Jim Carrey. Like, and I don't know why, I liked dumb comedy back then. I loved Happy Gilmore and Billy Madison. It's probably because I grew up hanging out with you guys, my older brother's friends, and so I watched all the movies I probably wasn't supposed to watch.
All this
yes.
good stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sci-fi. Okay, so I'm a huge fantasy nerd. I don't love sci-fi as that much, and typically people lump those two together.
But they're different.
They're very different, and that's why I don't like when they lump them together. I love, oh man, I mean, how can you not love like Star Wars?
I don't.
Ah, Lance.
That's my wife's thing.
You heard it here. Our friendship ended on this podcast.
Live on air.
I love Star Wars. I loved Ender's Game. I never read the book. The movie was pretty good.
Yeah.
Not really a genre that I like. I want to go watch this. But
right. I'm a Trekkie. Like, I watch all the Star Trek movies.
Okay. The new ones are great. I couldn't get into the old Star Trek.
There's some good ones. What I like about the Star Trek versus Star Wars is Star Wars is like that drama and like betrayal and incest and craziness and
you just had to throw incest in there, didn't you?
I mean, he makes out with his sister twice
in
the franchise.
There's some funky like plot lines in Star Wars. It's like George Lucas got started and didn't really know where he was going sometimes. Yeah. But
and then you have like Jar Jar Binks. But see, in Star Trek there's that message of hope and exploration.
True.
And that, and I think that's what's always appealed to me about it, is the way, you know, in the future, because like when Star Trek first aired in the 60s, you know, it was the first interracial kiss on TV.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, because Kirk and Uhura kissed, and that was the first time. You know, we're at the height of the Cold War here in America, and there's a Russian there on the bridge. There's an Asian. There, you know, Gene Roddenberry was all about, in the future, we're going to grow up. Like, we're going to realize how
stupid all this is. Yeah. And that's awesome, there. Dude. That's I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I think the reason I didn't get into Star Trek is because I think Star Trek's more popular with people a little older than me. Like, you're not much older, but you're a little older. I was a little too young when Star Trek was at the height of its popularity on TV.
Yeah, the next-gen stuff.
Yeah. And then, you know, I was like 11 when Phantom Menace came out, and so that I was all about Star Wars.
That's right. You were the demographic for that.
Oh, yeah.
As
terrible as they were.
Well, you know, they have their merits, I guess. Maybe. I don't know. I haven't seen any of the new ones either. But, yeah, that's what's cool about Star Trek. And that's kind of the message you have in your book, too.
Yeah.
Is inclusion and stop being dumb and get together.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just going to say it, address the elephant in the room. Like, I am a Christian. I do believe in Jesus, and I believe that I have a relationship with him, and it's the center of my life. But one of the things that Christians do is they start putting their beliefs before people. And that's just really dumb, because if there's anything that growing older and maturing teaches you, it's that you probably don't know everything like you thought you did when you were younger. And so one of my chapters is all about, like, we've got to learn to put relationship with anyone and everyone before our hard and fast black and white belief systems.
Yeah, I agree.
Because it's in relationship with others and people different than us that we grow.
Oh, yeah.
And that we change and that we become better people.
Yeah. Just like Star Trek.
Just like Star Trek.
That's how it happens.
Fine, I will have to like Star Trek now.
I'll have to get you. I'll get you like a curated list of episodes or movies, and
Get you in. I'll do it for you, Lance.
Oh, fantasy. You said you're a big fantasy fan.
Oh, I am. I mean, there's Lord of the Rings. Everybody goes straight to Lord of the Rings. I love the characters in Lord of the Rings. I love the message of Lord of the Rings. Have you read those books?
It's been a long time. We read them like in junior high in the GT English class.
Dude, it's like trudging through cement.
Every now and then there's a song that pops up, and that's
slow
okay.
And difficult and painful, but overall I do love the stories.
Much like the end of the third movie.
Much like slow and painful and drawn out. Yeah, man. Honestly, I love just about any fantasy that's not done terribly.
Yeah.
If it's halfway decent, I love it.
I'm trying to think of my favorite fantasy movie. I mean, because you're right. When you say fantasy, it's Hobbit and Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Like, that's everyone's go-to.
Yeah.
But
I really love movies that are about people. Mm-hmm. I don't love movies that are all about action and special effects. I love movies that grab you with the character and their story and their inner struggles. One of my favorite movies of all time is The Way, with Martin Sheen and Emilio Estevez. And it's all about, like, struggles, tragedy, loss, and community, which we talked about yesterday.
Yeah, that's a good one too. I've forgotten about that one.
It's so good.
There's a lot of, you know, and that's one thing I feel like recently, like the last decade or so in cinema, movies, that older generation, it seems like your Martin Sheen's, your Robert Redford's, Nick Nolte's, Tommy Lee Jones, guys like that, they're making these movies that are very interpersonal and reflective, mm-hmm. and it's really fascinating, and I think that's almost a genre within itself, like the personal discovery style.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah,
it was a lot of fun.
Well, I can't talk about movies, and I don't know how we're doing on time, but I can't talk about movies without talking about one that I know you love.
Probably one that our listeners know
you love. Fight Club is just unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
Like, just unbelievable.
And it's the only movie that I can safely say, after I saw it, it changed my life.
Oh, dude, it's nuts. You think you're watching it because it's, like, crazy, and you have no idea what's going on, and there's all these crazy characters, but then it, like, subtly teaches you, like, about this subversive group that just changes. Yes, yes. Oh, it's so good.
Oh, yeah.
I actually have a theology about that church should be more like Project Mayhem than it should be like it is now.
I'm down. But you can talk about it. You can ask questions.
Well, that's true. But it's this subversive group of people that all work together and take care of one another, and quietly and subtly they are changing, literally changing their country.
Yeah.
And you have no idea that they're a part of that group.
Oh, we cook your meals, we clean
yes.
your homes.
Yes.
It's such a great
They don't
movie.
Come right out and say, "Hey, I'm part of Project Mayhem and you should join us." Like, no.
There's some parallel, like, you know, people are always asking me if I know Tyler Durden. Like, that's, do you know about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ?
Right.
Like, it's,
right.
Fight Club is such a phenomenal film.
It's so good, man. It's definitely in my top five.
So, funny story, real quick. We talked about weddings and stuff. We were both in one of our good friends, Wiggy, who he's been on the show a couple of times before. We were in his wedding. And the day of the wedding, we were all at my old house getting ready and everything, and we decided to put on Fight Club. Well, there came a point in the day where it was either we finish up the last 30 minutes of Fight Club or we have to be at the venue for pictures and things.
Right. Yeah.
I think the women listening probably would pick the right choice, but we picked, no, we're going to sit here and finish the movie.
Wait, I'm confused. I still think that's the right choice.
It is the right choice.
Okay.
It is.
I just wanted to make sure we're on the same page.
I don't think his bride necessarily agreed with us.
Yeah, well, but, you know. Let bygones be bygones. Fight Club is worth it.
We took pictures and everything, and it was...
And they got married.
Yeah.
So
it was... Nobody got hurt too bad, so...
No.
It was great.
It was a good time.
Yeah. One final genre. Are you a Western person?
Oh, okay. So I'm really not... I grew up with my dad watching all the old Westerns, and I was too young to really appreciate them. Lately I've started to love them, and I'll say something about movies that might hurt your heart. I'm not a huge Quentin Tarantino fan. I've always kind of grown up hating it because everyone dies and there's ridiculous blood splatters everywhere, and I just thought it was stupid. In the last, like, 3 to 4 years, I've become a big Quentin Tarantino fan because of things like Hateful Eight and rewatching Kill Bill, and I have started to love some of the Westerns lately.
Well, I think, you know, we're in this interesting, like, I don't want to say neo-Western age, but with, whether it's like more authentic Westerns, like, I mean, and I use authentic in a very loose sense, but like Django and Hateful Eight.
Yeah.
Or the, like, neo-modern Westerns where it's like a Hell or High Water.
Yes.
The Three Barrels of Miletto Estrada, movies like that. You know, I think there's an, much like that self-discovery subgenre we talked about, there's a new Western out there that is more focused on the characters instead of the shoot, shoot, bang, bang.
Absolutely.
You know, John Wayne walking down the street. You know, Cary Grant and High Noon, stuff like, which are iconic, but yeah, not where we're at in this day.
Well, and a lot of them show a protagonist, a hero that's kind of screwed up, you know, like kind of a villain too in his own right. And so that, I think people connect with that a lot better, with the good and the bad within us all.
And the ugly.
Ah. Man, how did I miss that?
Ah. Oh, it's all right. That's what I'm here for. But let us know, what are some of your favorite movies? Are you a Fight Club fan? If you're not, like, I hate to say this, but it's a truth. Like, just unsubscribe. Like, as much as we talk Fight Club,
yeah.
I mention it about once a week. So, let us know. You can find us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Just look for The Night Nerd. You can email me, nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. Curtis, where can these fine folks find you?
CurtisVanderpool.com. It's my website and blog. Curtis is with a K. You can catch me on Instagram at Curtis Vanderpool, Twitter at KD as in dog Vanderpool. And also, if I just wanted to say this, if you do have any trouble, we've had some trouble with the book downloading correctly. If you do have any trouble with it, feel free to email me directly. It's Curtis@CurtisVanderpool.com. So
nice. Yeah. And definitely go check out his book. It's on Amazon. You can digitally now. Physical copy is coming
in the future.
Soon-ish.
Yeah, soonish.
In the grand scheme of time, sooner rather than later,
it'll happen.
Yeah, but that's gonna do it for us today. Thank you all so much for listening. Again, I'm Lance, and we will see you next time.